names are very important things. Names are the first thing that people ask you when you meet them, and names show who a person is and what they're all about. And the name of Jesus helps us to understand how important he really is. And today we're going to look at Hebrews 1. And in Hebrews 1, I'm just picking out three, but there's a lot more. Three names given to Jesus in this passage. And it tells us that Jesus is greater than angels, greater than anything that we can imagine. And the list of names that God helps us experience how majestic he really is and how deeply he loves us. So this is our passage from today. Hopefully you can all see it there on the screen. Hebrews 1, verses 1 to 4. I'll read the first verse. If you'd like to read 2, I'll read 3, and then you should read 4. Okay. Hebrews 1, verse 1. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets as many times and in various ways.
But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe.
The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs.
So that is our passage from Hebrews 1. And I am going to look at verse 2 and verse 3. So our first name that we find for Jesus in this passage, we could just miss it. But the first part is actually Jesus is heir of all things. It says, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Now, who thinks they know what the word air means? And I don't mean this thing we breathe. I mean air, H-E-I-R.
Inheritor.
Perfect, yes. An heir is someone who inherits something. See, someone who has the right to inheritance. And this shows us that Jesus was God's son because a son inherits everything that the father has, right? But it's a bit strange, isn't it? Because Christ is promised to be heir of all things. However, he didn't inherit everything at this present time. See, he's not yet inherited all nations and all humanity, but when he comes back, it will be fulfilled, and when Christ comes to set up his kingdom again. But it also tells us that all who are in Christ have something special too. See, in Galatians 4:7, it says, therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. And this illustrates that all believers like you and me, are sons of God. And of course, Jesus Christ is a son of God in a very unique way. But because we are all believers, we are heirs of God as well. And the result of eternal Son of God redeeming people, all who have sinned, there's always a chance for us that we've received in God's presence and his sons and daughters will inherit as well. That's a really big blessing. So we have learned that Jesus is heir of all things. The next name that we find in the passage is Jesus is the image of the person of God. So what the verse says is, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. And what this shows us is that Jesus literally reflects the brightness of God's glory. When we look at Jesus, we see God. Jesus is the exact likeness of God. He is equal to God. So this means when we look at Jesus, we see God also. So the last but not least that I have picked up from this passage is that Jesus is majesty on high. The verse says, after he's provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven, of God in heaven. Now, this seems like just an ordinary sentence, doesn't it? It's not anything particular. He sat down beside God. Okay, we get it. But actually, there's so much more in this one verse that we can see. Firstly, the fact that Jesus sat down. That seems like a normal thing, doesn't it? But actually, it's so incredible. Because in Old Testament times, if you were to look in the tabernacles or observe the Old Testament priests, you would notice something really odd, something really strange. There were no chairs for priests to sit on. So there'd be no chairs for us to sit on in a church. And this, what this means is the fact in the Old Testament priests, their work was never done. There was always a sacrifice to continue working with. But the name of Jesus tells us that that sacrifice didn't have to keep going on anymore because he was the sacrifice. The work was finished. He is finished. So he sat down. So when we look at Jesus, we know that everything is finished and in the end, it will all come right again. That Jesus is over everything that we face. He has the last word. Also in this one little paragraph, have you ever heard the expression, oh, someone, he's my right-hand man. Oh, Dave, he's my right-hand man. Maybe it should be the other way around, shouldn't it? Yeah. But you know what I'm getting at. Have you ever heard that expression before? Yeah? Well, this is what it's kind of getting at in the verse, that Jesus has everything under control. Jesus is our right-hand man. He's got this sorted. He's got our back. He's ruling over everything. And even angels obey him. He has supreme power, so we don't have to worry about anything because he's got our back. Jesus is our right-hand man. So what do we do with this now? Okay, we've learned that Jesus is heir of all things. He is the radiance of God's glory. So he's the exact same person as God. And number three. Majesty on high. So what are we going to do with what we have learned today? And what I'd like you to think about is, how will the name of Jesus transform your world this week? How will the name of Jesus transform your world this week? And I know that's a little bit of a tricky question to think about. So I want us to take time. And as we take time, we're going to play a video. And it's called What a Beautiful Name. And as we think about that in the name of Jesus, how will the name of Jesus transform your world this week?
With God the Lord most high. We're going to just take a moment to pray. I think it's good to give thanks to God for his goodness to us. And maybe we come and we're a little bit concerned about the future as well. I'm reminded from our passage this morning, Jesus actually, whether people acknowledge it or not, now Jesus has authority in every aspect of the world. Whether people acknowledge that, we don't know. Whether the men and women who gather at Westminster to decide all of our future acknowledge that, we do not know. But the Lord has authority over everyone and everything now. And so we put our trust in him. And actually, I think the point of trying to look at Hebrews is to remind us again and again who Jesus is, what God has done for us in Christ, so that we, when we come together like this, we worship him, we put him at the heart of who we are and what we do. But not only do we do that together, we do it as we go from here. I was trying to think, how does this apply to me this week? Well, it's trying to worship the Lord in everything I say, everything I do this week. That's the thing that I'm committing to this week. So may the Lord help us to do that. Let's just take a moment to pray together for one another and for the world. Let's pray if we're able to do that and bring these things to the Lord. Lord, Father, we thank you so much for what we have heard in your words this morning. Encourage us and help us to focus on Jesus. Help us, Lord, to put him first. Help us to acknowledge his authority over every area of our lives. Lord, when we are proud, humble us before yourself. And may that be so for this church as well. May the name of Jesus be on our lips and in our hearts and on our minds. And we pray for our nation in all of this, where so much is happening and we wonder whether people acknowledge your sovereignty. Lord, you are sovereign whether they acknowledge it or not. And so we pray for our leaders that they would humble themselves under your mighty hand, that they would turn to you, and that you might give them counsel on the road that lies ahead. And this week, help all of us to serve you as best we can in every circumstance in which we find ourselves. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.